If you know your 50 states and their capitals, you of course remember that Fillmore is the capital of Deseret. At least, that was the way it was supposed to be. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
When Mormon pioneers made their way over the Wasatch Mountains in the late 1840s, they needed to name the new territory they were beginning to settle.
This was to be the provisional state of Deseret. That was the first chosen name of the area. When they proposed that that be the state of Deseret, Congress decided that that wasn't what they wanted to have happen.
Shauna Johnson says that Congress instead reduced the size of the territory and called it Utah, a place with boundaries over twice as large as the current state. But the new territory still needed a capital, and Salt Lake City was not to earn that designation yet.
Fillmore is the central part of the territory that was named Fillmore after the president, Millard Fillmore. When he appointed Brigham Young to be the territorial governor when he was president, Brigham Young in turn named the area Millard County, Fillmore, Utah.
With Fillmore as the capital of the new territory, now the task was to build a state house.
It was supposed to be four wings with a dome, and if you go outside, you'll see pavers in the grass, and that indicates where the other wings would have sat if it would have been completed.
A grand capitol building was planned with a towering rotunda. Only one wing of the red sandstone was completed.
Millard Fillmore lost the bid for re-election. The next two presidents weren't interested in helping the people out here get their territorial capital going.
The legislature met here for only one full term, and the capital was moved to Salt Lake City. But the wing of what would have been a grand congressional building still remains and became Utah's first state park. Traveling the countryside in Fillmore, Utah, I'm Andrew McCray.